Hare Krishna, I got an interesting question from Pranav Mahajan, who basically is saying that Bhagavatam says that Shukadeva Goswami had realized and assimilated Srimad Bhagavatam by experience. But it's also said about Shukadeva Goswami in the same Bhagavatam that he was first a Brahmavadi, and gradually came to the path of bhakti as a Shanta Bhakta. So his question is, how is it possible for him to then describe higher mellows of devotional service, such as the Lord's Rasa Dance, and so on? Isn't it in a realized way? Isn't it generally the practice that devotees who are in a higher rasa, they can explore the realms of the lower, but not vice versa? So here the answer is that while Shukadeva Goswami may technically be known as a Shanta Bhakta, but he's also an empowered devotee. He's empowered by the Lord. He's empowered by his father, Vyasadeva, and also by Srimad Bhagavatam itself, which he speaks, and the subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so, yes, he both assimilates, he shares the emotions of the things and the devotees whom he glorifies and speaks about, does it in a way that's appreciated by all levels and all rasas of devotees, and to speak of by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And another very relevant example in this regard, and very similar example, is that of Narada Muni. Narada Muni is an Aishwarya Bhakta. He is a devotee of Lord Narayan, Krishna, in his opulent feature. And yet when it comes to, in Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, he becomes the primary Braja Guru of Gop Kumar, in terms of at least detailed Shiksha. Gop Kumar has his own Diksha Guru, but he receives relatively limited instruction from him. But Narada Muni is empowered. He's especially empowered, and he's empowered to preach the glories of Braja Bhakti, the glories of the gopis, and at the same time, while he's doing that, he also tastes their own moods of devotion, and he exhibits that by getting into ecstasy. And that's the called the mercy of the Lord, or the special mercy of the Lord. And the same can be said about Shukadeva Goswami. He's also in a very special and exalted situation where he's chosen and empowered to be able to speak. And even then, Parikshit Maharaj in Brihad Bhagavatam Rita says even then he doesn't speak the names, for instance, of the gopis or Srimati Radharani, because he would become so much overwhelmed by those moods of devotion that, well, he wouldn't be able to keep to the timetable that Parikshit Maharaj had, which was to hear all of Srimad Bhagavatam in 7 days. So, he's not an ordinary Shanta Bhakta. He's in a special category of his own. And therefore, the words of the Bhagavatam are completely appropriate, that yes, he has assimilated all of these things. And we, by experience, and we, of course, see similar things in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. We read about how Advaita Acharya, who's Lord Shiva, Sadashiva is absorbed in the mood of gopis and dancing in the mood of gopis. Everything is possible by the grace of the Lord. Hare Krishna.